This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. In remarks, U.S. President Joe Biden says America is still facing the kind of criticism and racism and white supremacy that led to the Tulsa massacre that occurred 100 years ago.
What happened in Greenwood was an act of hate and domestic terrorism with the through line that exists today still. Yeah. Just close your eyes. Remember what you saw in Charlottesville 4 years ago on television.
In 1921, on May 31st and June 1st, the white mob, including some people hastily deputized by authorities, looted and burned Tulsa, Oklahoma's Greenwood District, which was referred to then as Black Wall Street. As many as 300 black Tulsans were killed, and thousands of survivors were forced for a time into internment camps overseen by the National Guard. Burned bricks and a fragment of a church basement are about all that survived today of the more than 30-block historically black district. China's chief trade envoy has talked with Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on Wednesday. That's according to the Chinese government. It didn't give any indications when negotiations on ending the tariff war might resume. Talking by video link, the Vice Premier Liu He and Yellen discussed the economic situation, bilateral cooperation, and other issues of mutual concern. Again, according to a Commerce Ministry statement, it didn't give any details, though. U.S. President Joe Biden, who took office in January, has yet to say what approach he will take to the conflict launched by his predecessor, Donald Trump, who raised tariffs on Chinese imports over complaints about Beijing's industrial policy and trade surplus. This is VOA News. Australian and North American units of the world's largest meat plants were hit over the weekend by an organized cyber attack on its information systems. Brazil's JBS said in a statement that the attack caused its Australian operations to shut down on Monday. The company said that it was working to resolve the incident. The attack that shut down operations across several Australian states, JBS Australia Chief Executive Officer Brent Eastwood told industry news website Beef Central on Sunday, at which time he was not able to say how long the stoppage would last. The world's largest meat packer has operations in Canada and the United States, which on Monday marked the U.S. Memorial Day public holiday. The United States is formally ending the policy reinforcing asylum seekers to wait in Mexico. AP correspondent Mike Gracia explains.
The Biden administration formally ended the Trump-era migrant protection protocols Tuesday, doing away with the policy that forced asylum seekers to wait in Mexico for hearings in U.S. immigration court. The shift was announced by Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas in a seven-page memo. The policy had returned about 70,000 asylum seekers to Mexico from January 2019 until Biden's first day in office this year. Representative John Katko of New York, the top Republican on the House Homeland Security Committee, called the move a very serious mistake. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Drug maker Moderna says it is now seeking full FDA approval for its COVID-19 vaccine. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
More than 124 million doses of Moderna's vaccine have already been given in the U.S. under emergency use authorization. Now, the drug maker's following Pfizer in pursuing full approval for use in adults. Moderna says it has started submitting data from its large-scale vaccine studies. It's also planning to seek emergency use approval this month for use in teens. After reporting last week, the vaccine appears safe and effective in kids as young as 12. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, the World Health Organization on Tuesday issued an emergency use listing for the COVID-19 vaccine made by Sinovac in adults aged 18 and over. It is the second such authorization it has granted to a Chinese company. In a statement Tuesday, the UN Health Agency said that data submitted to its expert did show that two doses of the vaccine did prevent people from getting symptoms of COVID-19 in about half of those people who got the vaccine. More at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.